Hey there, amazing humans. Welcome back to Mom Mindset, your daily dose of real talk and empowering affirmations. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, and today we're diving into something super important, practicing forgiveness. Now, I know what you might be thinking, forgiveness. That's a big one, Laura. And you're absolutely right. It can feel like navigating a minefield sometimes, but trust me, it's so worth the effort. Ever felt that heavy weight of anger or resentment dragging you down? You know that feeling when something happens, and instead of letting it go, you keep replaying it in your head over and over. That, my friends, is what holding on to negativity does to us. It steals our joy, messes with our energy, and honestly, just isn't a good look. But here's the amazing thing. Forgiveness isn't about condoning hurtful actions. It's not saying that what happened was okay. It's about freeing yourself from emotional prison those hurts built around you. So let's break down this powerful practice into 5 key takeaways. Think of them as your cheat sheet to becoming a forgiveness master. Number 1. Forgiveness starts with understanding. Really get curious about what happened. What were the intentions? Was there misunderstanding? Sometimes just trying to see things from another perspective can make a huge difference. Remember, people aren't perfect, and neither are we. We all mess up sometimes. Number 2. Acknowledge your feelings. Don't try to suppress that anger, sadness, or hurt. Let yourself feel it fully. Bottling those emotions up just makes them fester and grow stronger. Journaling, talking to a trusted friend, or even screaming into a pillow, "I've been there," can be super helpful in processing those intense feelings. Number 3. Choose forgiveness. This is where the magic happens. You decide to release the grip that anger has on your heart. It's a conscious decision, not something that just magically happens overnight. Remember, forgiving someone doesn't mean forgetting what happened. It's about choosing peace and moving forward. Number 4. Practice self-compassion. This is huge. Don't beat yourself up for feeling hurt or angry. Be kind to yourself. Remember, you deserve love and forgiveness too. Treat yourself with the same gentleness you would offer a dear friend. Number 5. Keep practicing. Forgiveness isn't a one-time thing. It's a journey. There will be ups and downs, but keep coming back to that decision to let go. You'll get stronger and lighter with each attempt. Let me tell you a story about this. A few months ago, I had a really frustrating experience with a neighbor. They kept borrowing my tools without asking, then returning them broken. It made me so angry. I felt like they were taking advantage of my kindness. But instead of letting that anger fester, I decided to practice what we're talking about today. I took a deep breath, acknowledged my feelings seriously, I was seething, and tried to understand their perspective. Maybe they were just clueless. Were they struggling financially and couldn't afford their own tools? It wasn't an excuse for their behavior, but it helped me feel a little less resentful. Then I made the conscious decision to forgive them. It wasn't easy, but as soon as I let go of that anger, something amazing happened. I felt lighter, calmer, and more at peace. It was like a weight had been lifted off my shoulders. So remember, forgiveness isn't about condoning bad behavior, it's about freeing yourself from the emotional baggage. It takes courage, but trust me, the reward is worth it. You deserve to live a life filled with peace and joy, not anger and resentment. Alright, my amazing friends. Let's recap today's key takeaways. Number 1. Understand the situation. Number 2. Acknowledge your feelings. Number 3. Choose forgiveness. Number 4. Practice self-compassion. And number 5. Keep practicing. Remember, you are capable of incredible things. You have the power to choose forgiveness and create a more peaceful life for yourself. Now go out there and make it happen. Share this episode with someone who needs to hear these words of wisdom. Leave a review if you found it helpful, and let's keep this conversation going on social media. Until next time, remember, you are strong, you are capable, and you are worthy of love and happiness. Bye for now.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.